August 4, Christ our Helper and Redeemer. As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Romans 5:19. Because man fallen could not overcome Satan with his human strength, Christ came from the royal courts of heaven to help him with his human and divine strength combined. Christ knew that Adam in Eden, with his superior advantages, might have withstood the temptations of Satan and conquered him. He also knew that it was not possible for man out of Eden, separated from the light and love of God since the fall, to resist the temptations of Satan in his own strength. In order to bring hope to man and save him from complete ruin, he humbled himself to take man's nature, that with his divine power combined with the human, he might reach man where he is. He obtains for the fallen sons and daughters of Adam that strength which it is impossible for them to gain for themselves, that in his name they may overcome the temptations of Satan. Adam and Eve in Eden were placed under most favorable circumstances. They were without the condemnation of sin. The author of their existence was their teacher, but they fell beneath the power and temptation of the artful foe. 4,000 years had Satan been at work against the government of God, and he had obtained strength and experience from determined practice. Fallen men had not the advantages of Adam and Eden. They had been separating from God for 4,000 years. The wisdom to understand and the power to resist the temptations of Satan had become less and less until Satan seemed to reign triumphant in the earth. Appetite and passion, the love of the world, and presumptuous sins were the great branches of evil out of which every species of corruption grew. Our lives may seem a tangle, but as we commit ourselves to the wise master worker, he will bring out the pattern of life and character that will be to his glory. And that character which expresses the glory, character of Christ, will be received into the paradise of God. Everyone who by faith obeys God's commandments will reach the condition of sinlessness in which Adam lived before his transgression.